We have recaps from the weekend, the Rockies sale, plus what to do when you go to turn your bowls out and they don't test. Aha! Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. Have you pulled the trigger on your calves? Have you put a plan in place to turn loose of this year's calf crop? Well, last week, the Week in the Rockies sale by Superior Livestock Auction was a huge success, to say the least. All right, so we're recapping the Week in the Rockies. It was 5 days of sales. I know if you were following along on Facebook with updates, everybody was excited. They were saying this market is hot, hot, hot. I started our conversation with Ted Odle by saying, is it, as Robin Leach says, champagne wishes and caviar dreams after celebrating there in Steamboat. So, Ted, let's just go through the good and the better. How did it wrap up for everybody?
You know, it was a wonderful week here in Steamboat. Started off with all the yearlings and things the first couple of days and, you know, spilled over into Wednesday on some of the good northern yearlings. And, boy, the market was just higher than it has been. It seems like it just creeps higher all the time. But, you know, these yearling cattle are short, especially up here in the north and the northwest. They just don't exist. And we had a really good market on these yearlings. A lot of eight-weight yearling heifers, well above $3. You know, $3.40, $50 on some of the better steers weighing in the mid-eights. And it was a pretty wild week on the yearlings. As we got into the calves, it held steady. The light calf market was just on fire. I think the top of the market was a big string of calves in Saratoga, Wyoming, that bring $575 at 375 pounds.
Oh my and, gosh!
And a big string. We've sold them forever, and they're weaned and black and the right kind, and it was just really good. Most of our 5-weight steers would bring in the 430, 40, 50 range all day long. I thought there was a chance that we could get to $4 6-weight calves, and we went way past that. We had some 6-weight calves bringing in the mid 430s on some really nice calves. So it was just really good. I'd have to say on the big 650 to 7-weight calves coming off the cow, you know, they were probably steady to 4 or 5 stronger in spots on the big calves coming off the cow.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, I'd have to go into record books and really dig, but I mean, this was almost breaking records in some weight classes, don't you think?
Oh, I think we did. I think it was beyond almost. I mean, I can't ever remember selling calves over $5, and we had several sets, you know, those smooth 4-weight calves bring over $5, but that one particular set at 575 was, of course, the high, and they had some mates to them bring like 460 at 4.25 off of that same ranch. It was off the TA ranches, we've sold them a long time, but yeah, it was a good sale all the way through.
So bred stock, do you know off the top of your head what they sold for?
Yeah. At the very end, we had some bred heifers bring, 3,400 and, they were actually bred heifers in Florida, red baldy heifers bred to red Angus bulls. And there was like 8 lots of them. I think the first 2 lots brought like 34.25. And, they kind of divided up. I think the lowest they brought was 33.75. On the last 2 lots, but and that's kind of all we had for bred heifers. We even had 2 loads of weigh cows bring $1.35 Holstein weigh cows out of the panhandle of Texas.
I saw those. I watched those at the end, and that buyer, he bought both loads. He just said, I'll take them both.
Yeah, and I figured they would. you know, those weigh cows, they all kind of fit a mold, if you will, and they were just alike. So just the only difference was they were coming a week apart on the delivery.
You know, we're getting geared up for the Video Royale is the next sale that's taking place at the end of July into August. Going to take place at Winnemucca, Nevada, and then, of course, followed by the Bighorn Classic, which is in Sheridan. And I'm just going to echo what you said a couple weeks ago when we talked that, you know, these markets aren't going to go any higher. I mean, they are what they are. Pull the trigger on these things, boys. Get them down the road. Turn that investment and that beef into cash. Put it in your pocket. Pay down debt. There you go. That's our financial advice for everyone.
That's exactly right. That is our financial advice. You know, and we, you know, just looking at the sale this week, you know, we call a lot of these calves higher, but, you know, in all essence and seriousness, we, you know, we didn't have a lot of these 4.5 and 5-weight calves on our sale in Sioux City. This is kind of the first test of that, and especially calves out of Nebraska and that part of the world where they, you know, they always bring a premium because the quality is just second to none. So in my opinion, it was kind of the first test of these really good light calves that can get turned out on wheat or grass or whatever a man needs to do with them. It was one of the better sales I can remember. Everybody's happy. We sold, I don't know the exact number, don't hold me to this, but I think we sold close to 99%. We had very few no sales for 313,000 head. Everybody, the sales percentage was probably the best we've ever had.
Ted Odle with Superior Livestock Auction. Thanks for the recap. Sale results are posted on ranchchannel.com and they are sorted by region. And you can always head to superiorlivestock.com for more specific information if you want to go and research a specific lot. Now, the Video Royale sale is coming up Monday, July 28th through August 1st. And now let's talk deadlines for the Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. That deadline for the catalog is coming up August 1st. And videos are due in the office by August 8th to get your cattle consigned to the Bighorn Classic. And on Monday, the 2025 Summertime Classic from Northern Livestock Video is happening in Billings, Montana. Also, Top Dollar Angus Verified Feeder Cattle, when and where are they selling? Head to ranchchannel.com and click on the Top Dollar Angus listing page. We have those details. Now, all right, before we head to break, an update on New World Screwworm. We've been covering this from the very beginning, and those who have thought that this is not a big deal, pay attention to the latest move from the USDA. Just 2 days after the southern ports were beginning to reopen for the importation of cattle, bison, and equine from Mexico, a newly reported case of New World screwworm just 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border has prompted their closure effective immediately. That was last week that the USDA said in a news release. Now, last week, USDA said Mexico's National Service of Agro-Alimentary Health and Safety Quality reported a new case of New World screwworm approximately 160 miles northward of the current sterile fly dispersal grid. The new case has been detected about 2 months after northern detections were reported less than 700 miles away from the U.S. border, which triggered the closure of U.S. ports to Mexican livestock on May 11th. The USDA had announced a risk-based phased reopening of the southern ports beginning as early as July 7th. However, this newly reported New World screwworm case raises significant concern about the previously reported information shared by Mexican officials and severely compromises the outlined port reopening schedule of five different ports all the way through September 15th, that according to the USDA. To ensure the protection of U.S. livestock herds, USDA said it is holding Mexico accountable for proactive measures taken to maintain a New World screwworm-free barrier through animal movement controls, surveillance, trapping, and following the proven science to push the New World screwworm barrier south in phases as quickly as possible. In June, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins launched a plan to combat New World screwworm and announced the groundbreaking of a sterile fly dispersal facility in South Texas. At the same time, USDA started moving forward with a design for a domestic sterile fly production facility. The federal agency is working with Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas on a coordinated approach with federal, state, and local partners. Time for a quick break. When we come back, what do you do when you get ready to turn your bulls out and they don't test? We answer that question and more on the Ranch It Up radio show. Keep it parked.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Video Royale sale is coming up July 28th through August 1st, followed by the Bighorn Classic sale. To consign to the Bighorn Classic, cattle need to be cataloged by August 1st and videos need to be submitted by August 8th. Again, August 1st for the catalog and August 8th for the videos to consign to the Bighorn Classic sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at SLA.com. sale-tv.com. Sale results, deadlines, and upcoming sale information available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. Selling cattle the superior way.
If your herd is suffering from scours and has had scours, see immediate results with Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Get your herd on a Pharmatan feeding plan now to prevent scours for next calving season. Get your herd back in shape, more breedbacks, healthier calves, and eliminate scours with Pharmatan. Check out PharmatanUSA.com and on Facebook.
It's time now to start adding value to those Gelvie and Balancer calves. The American Gelvie Association offers a wide variety of DNA tests and delivers its members and customers tools for success within the beef industry. You owe it to yourself by going to Gelvie.org. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Now, some of you have turned your bulls out already, some quite a while ago. Others are just fixing to do just that. So what happens if you're in the last bunch? Bull sales are over, and you go to turn your bulls out. You have the vet come over, you semen test those bulls, and some don't test. Well, I reached out to Cody Jorgensen of Jorgensen Land and Cattle. How would you handle that, Cody? I know that you've got walk-in bulls for customers are available just for that purpose, but yeah. Walk me through what maybe your management practice would be when you are possibly faced an absolute, you know, nightmare in front of you.
Yeah, so it's semen fertility testing bulls obviously is extremely important. However, when you take that semen test, and we do have some people that will actually semen test their bulls right before turnout, even though we had semen test that same bull maybe 30 or 40 days ago prior to, right? And I think a lot of times it's just a peace of mind for the guys turning their bulls out. Now, when you think about a semen test, and you can talk to your veterinarian about this, a semen test is a snapshot picture of the environment that bull was in 30 days prior. So if that bull went through some sort of a heat stress or cold snap, is a good example, 30 days prior to turnout, then that bull's semen has a fairly decent chance of being ugly when you test him right before turnout. Now, does that mean the bull's bad? No, not necessarily. Does that mean you need to give him another week and try him again? I would recommend that. That's what I would do, especially if he passed, let's just say in March or, in April when you tested him and you're turning him out now. A lot of times they, like I said, it's just a snapshot. And in our case, we have guys that do that. And in our case, we have to make it right, right? I mean, that's the customer is not comfortable putting a bull out that they tested right before turnout. And I'm okay with that. It's really about customer satisfaction for us. And the way our system is designed, we plan for that. We have history of numbers of, how many bulls that percentage wise that potentially break down over the years. And so we actually set bulls aside and do a good job planning for that. And if you have a bull and if anything happens to it, I mean, as far as within the first 2 weeks of you turning a bull out, a lot can go wrong. Lightning. Everyone's had a bull that lightning has gotten. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everyone has had a bull that got foot rot. And so anything that happens to these bulls, we need to make it right. And we need to get you another bull as quickly as possible.
And I would imagine probably in your situation, it's happened before where let's just be honest about this, where maybe you've got some neighbors and friends that for some reason they didn't come to your place and buy bulls. And that's okay. I mean, that happens to everybody everywhere. And something happens where one of their other bulls went bad for whatever reason, or lightning strikes, like you said. And I don't know why lightning finds those bulls. It just does. I mean, that's the ones that lightning finds all the time. I would imagine that your crew has fielded those phone calls and somebody has called up and said, Cody, I am in a jam. And this is more than a jam. I need 4 new walking bulls. And what do you got for me? I need heifer bulls and I need them yesterday.
Yes, sir. It has happened. In fact, this call, we are right in the thick of that, to be right honest with you. A lot of the bulls that have been delivered for over a month now. And so you're right in the thick of the bulls getting banged up or whatever problem happens. So this is the busy time for my team. They do their darndest to make sure there's replacements there. You know, and we do our very, very best with trying to get a bull, you know, as equal in terms of traits that you currently already have. And everybody knows how this works, right? These are bulls that haven't gone out yet, but yet we kind of just set them aside. So it's not like they're just the bottom end bulls. A lot of cases, if you rent or buy 2 year olds from us, you know, the replacement bull is probably going to be a yearling, things like that. But try to get the traits, you know, as equally as what you originally had. And everybody understands that that's impossible to do sometimes. And so they just need a bull, right? We just can't have open cows in this market. Mm-hmm. And so so we do set some bulls aside and make sure that they're not dinks, they're not duds. They're bulls that are respectable. You know, so that's kind of how we do it.
Now, is there a difference between if somebody purchases a bull outright or if they rent a bull, if something like that would happen?
In our system, no. We have to cover the bull whether we rent it or whether they purchase it. That's just part of our deal. It's the same process. You know, I feel it's right. I think seed stock producers struggle with, you know, replacement bulls. How do you manage it? How do you figure the dollars? It's expensive for us. It's expensive for us to do. But at the same time, these guys are putting trust in a product. You wouldn't be happy with a car dealership if you went and drove 1,000 miles or 10,000 miles and the thing blows up.
Right. Right. Right.
There's just warranty there that you gotta back. And I think that's part of our family's uniqueness in that we do back our product, and we're really, you know, we're not going to hang you out to dry.
Well,
so we're going to get your cows bred.
And that's part of the seed stock business that I encourage. You know, at the end of the day, buy a bull from whoever you want and somebody that you like. But, it's not about just that day of the sale where you come and you have the free chili and you go and you buy a bull and you go home. That's what a lot of people don't realize is this is 365. I mean, it's everything from, especially if you can help market those calves for somebody that they've been coming and buying walking bulls from you for a while, or buying semen or whatever the case is. It's maintaining your customers, because in our business, or in your business, if you think about it like a store, if you will, and your bulls are the inventory and you're constantly getting new inventory in, if you had to go seek a new customer every single time for every single product, that is not a viable business model. You know, the ones that are the best is if they come back year after year, every couple of years, and it's somebody that you can count on, because without them, how would you go about putting together a business plan and financials to say, what are we even going to do the next year?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head there. You know, there are a lot of good cattle around, a lot of great seed stock breeders that make some terrific cattle. And really, this is a relationship business, and it's all about who you want to do business with and how they, you know, how they handle your business. And you're right. It is just important to build these relationships. And at the end of the day, we need to get cows bred. So let's do that.
Cody Jorgensen, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, thank you, sir. To learn more about the JLC program, head to ranchchannel.com or jorgensenfarms.com. When we come back, we've got the numbers for y'all. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com. RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kurt Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. So, Kirk, numbers-wise, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Oh, my goodness, Tigger. What a week in the cattle market.
Right?
Everything just was rocketing higher.
Right?
Rocketing higher.
Yeah.
What a day to have a video sale. To the numbers, as of Friday, July 11th, August feeders closed the week at 325.77.5. That's up 16.75 cents on the week. The CME feeder index was up 11.54 at 323.37. That left the basis or the difference at a negative $2.40.5. Our listeners out there will note that the basis has swung from a positive basis to a negative basis. August live cattle closed the week at 222.37.5. That's up 8.35 on the week, with cash trading 228 to 230 in the south and 238 to 241 in the north. That left the five area weighted average at 592 at 235.14, and the basis versus August futures at a positive $12.76. Choice boxes were down 11.11 on the week to close at 378.64. That is a little concerning, but somewhat seasonal. The weekly slaughter was 568,000 head. That's down 6,000 head from last week and 37,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were up 1 pound at 866 pounds. That's 24 pounds above the same week last year. The combination of lower slaughter and higher dress weights has left yearly production down 0.2% at 3.4% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, September corn closed the week at 396.5. That's down 24.5 on the week. Also not hurting the video sales that week. The week did start with a gap and go selling pressure that pushed the market lower all week to close at new LIFA contract lows for corn.
So you mentioned the video sale a couple times. Of course, we recapped the week in the Rockies for you, and you had a couple lots on there, Kirk. We tried to help you promote those cattle a little bit. So how'd you make out? How'd you do?
Oh, I'm so tickled, Tigger. I'm very, very happy with the sale. Of course, how could you not be happy with prices like that, right? But I was very happy with the sale. I would like to say thank you to all the people that bid on not only my cattle, but all the cattle out there. The commercial cow guys sure appreciate you.
Hey, all, Mark Van Zee with EquineMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, July 23rd, we have our monthly horse and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100, no reserves, all horses will sell. Featured lots include Hawkeye, an AQHA buckskin gelding, 2018, 15.2 hands high, comes from top quality lineage, including several world champion halter horses, and has a half-brother world champion roping horse. Easy going, healthy, powerful, and quick to learn. Used as a trail horse and all-around ranch horse from Champion Farms in McLeod, Oklahoma. Sassy, boxiest cut, an AQHA Red Dun mare, 2017, 15 hands high. Rides good and quiet. She has an amazing, sweet personality. She's an all-around horse from Watts Horses in Spurger, Texas. A Black Morgan colt, 14 hands high, 1 year old. Black body with a back left white sock. Great horse, halter broke, super tall and slightly leggy from Oliver Stables in Linden, Tennessee. For featured hay lots, we have 50 large square wheat straw bales, 3x4x8. Came from a John Deere rotary combine from Castionia Farms in Langdon, North Dakota. And 80 small square grass bales, selling on 2 40-bale lots. It's poly twine, put up dry, no rain from Cobes Auctions in David City, Nebraska. Bidding opens at just $100, and it's currently live, but all horses will sell the morning of Wednesday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. Central Time. Do you got a horse to sell? Regular online horse auctions, fourth Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
Is returning back to the family operation truly the right decision for your own family? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I sat down with Dave Specht, and he brings up some great questions that all of us can ask ourselves as ranchers to figure out what the best decision is for our own families. Here's a taste of our conversation.
And so, you know, for those that are married, I think really spending a lot of time with the spouse and figuring out what is it that we really want Is it the community that we're after? Is it the fact that we want to live close to grandma and grandpa? Or is it truly that we want to farm the same dirt? Again, we don't usually slow down long enough to think about those things. But I think there's the other thing is, what financial expectations do we have for our little family? You got to be curious, though. You have to ask yourself some of the tough questions.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, starting out with Ted Odell with Superior Livestock Auction, Cody Jorgensen with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi with EquineMarket.com, Shay Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Top Dollar Angus, and remember, we have feeder cattle for sale that are top dollar certified listed on ranchchannel.com, as well as sale reports from Superior Livestock Auction, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and you can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20, 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.